Our proud confidence is this. Now, Paul says, look, I've got to answer these accusations. Now, I want you to understand, Paul is a humble man. We know that very clearly. It comes through everything he writes. He's a selfless man. He's a Christ-exalting man. He wants to do nothing but exalt Jesus Christ and him crucified. When he asked him for his apostolic credentials, he says, I was beaten more than you. I was shipwrecked and all of that, stoned and left for dead. And he looked at his suffering as the true badge of his apostleship, because in it was the essence of his humiliation for the sake of the gospel. He was not a proud man. But he was willing to defend himself against false accusations because he didn't want people to believe what was not true and therefore discredit his ministry and therefore shut themselves off from the truth which he preached. So reluctantly, he hates this. And you see that all the way through this epistle. He hates to have to defend himself, but he will do it. He will do it. And how will he do it? I was flying across America, and one of the leading religious evangelical, quote-unquote, preachers, TV preachers, sat down behind me on a jet, proceeded to drink too much and get to the point where he was inebriated. And he saw me, and he knew who I was. And he, for whatever reason, didn't like me. And so he decided, in his lack of self-control, to let me know that. And he just unloaded on me. And I said to him, I said, well, this is very interesting that you are sitting there and talking to me, because I am right now writing a review of your book for Moody Monthly magazine. So maybe I could ask you a few personal questions and make sure I get this right. Well, that was pretty stunning. Providential meeting. Well, then he launched into some furor and used some profane words at me. I went ahead and wrote the review, and it was published. Later on, about 2 weeks after this incident on the plane, I received a thick envelope, about that thick, from him, full of 15 letters written by everybody on his staff that knew him, telling me what a wonderful person he was. I work with this guy, and he is a, and it went on. I mean, paragraphs, 15 letters on different letterhead from all these different people in his organization. You know what? I didn't buy that. What is that? I saw what was in his heart. When he got under the influence, the real deal became manifest. So what's Paul going to do to defend himself? Is he going to say, here's 15 letters from my 15 buddies?